This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
If you have health insurance, you might be able to see a personal dietitian for $0 out of pocket. Nourish connects you with a dietitian that fits your needs, covered by your insurance. Nourish accepts hundreds of insurance plans, and 94% of patients pay $0 out of pocket. Meet with your dietitian online and message them anytime through the Nourish app. With hundreds of five-star reviews from real patients, you know you're in good hands. Find your dietitian at usenourish.com. That's usenourish.com.
Jason's here for the second time. He's been very kind to send me this StreamYard connection.
Yeah.
But it's telling me I don't have Chrome. I know I have Chrome. So it's trying to get me to download Chrome.
What if you just opened Chrome, copy-pasted the address, and then plugged it into Chrome, see what happens?
Yeah, I'm trying that right now.
Welcome to Tech Talk.
Yeah.
My name is Jason Gigabyte. I'm here with my co-host, Chad.
I don't have a
Chad Chips. Microchip Chad.
Chip Chad. Doug Swinhart, that show.
Yeah.
Very popular on CCO.
The Tech Talk?
Yeah. Tech Talk, man.
People have questions. You have a lot of questions with technology.
Yeah. I could use Doug Swinhart right here.
Make a call.
Hey, it's Chad from Oh, no. I thought something was popping up here and still not.
Did you? No.
Well,
I thought, excuse me?
Easy.
What was that?
Easy.
What was that? In the Jason Open, he talks about pines for maybe hitting on somebody at a funeral. Text me, strangest place you met someone, and you eventually went on a date.
Okay.
Maybe even married the person.
I like that.
Yeah.
We were talking yesterday about doing, you know, we do the Rank You Very Much with the Paul Fletcher, and we ranked terrible Valentine's Day presents. We talked about ranking worst pickup lines, which I thought would have been entertaining.
It's very good.
But have you ever used a line on a lady, or do you not need such things? Just sort of your natural magnetism. I walk in and instantly it's like,
how soon are we leaving?
Yeah,
that's that's it. Come on. I'm not a lying person. I'm never that person. I can see, you know what, Harrigan? I can see Jason walking into a room. You from Nashville? And then she goes, no, I'm from Minnetonka. Well, you're the only 10 I see. You know, right there. Boom. Lying like that.
Yeah.
Thank you.
I don't know. I sometimes think about this. Like, this is what you do when you've been married for a long time. You're like, well, what if my wife someday
hit on other women at funerals?
Well, what if she wakes up and is like, you know what? I can do better than you, and out, out the door. It's reasonable. Like, I'm just saying, I would understand it if that happened. I'd be like, you know what? I've thought it would have happened 10 years ago.
Yeah.
I appreciate your patience. Like, you put up with me.
I earned extra time.
It's all bonus time, is the way I see it. So if I had to go back out in the dating world, like, what would be the move? How would I do? How do you think I would do in the dating world?
Oh, I think tremendous. I do. And you're well-known, comfortable.
Intriguing.
You're svelte.
Yeah.
You got the beard. You're oozing confidence. I think very well. How about you, Dave? What's your sense?
I think he'd do tremendous because he'd show up at any restaurant in the Twin Cities. He'd know who runs the place, be able to get the great seat. You know, maybe a little comped appetizer, a couple drinks. Oh, the ladies would be very impressed by his pull.
You have confidence.
Yeah.
You're self-assured.
Swagger.
You got a little swagger about you.
This segment could not be going better for me.
You smell decent.
Yeah, thank you.
And decent. A reminder, we're not in your wheelhouse.
No,
so we could be totally wrong.
That's the thing, right? Like, we are no judgment. Like, we don't know what the woman of today is looking for. Odds are good it's not us, right? I don't know.
I mean, it's already among the texts, breaking news, Jason leaves Alyssa to test the waters.
I mean, honestly, I've never considered it more than the way you guys are hyping me up.
Yeah, I'm pumping your tires,
yes,
man.
It's nice. I'm not going to lie.
Let me be clear. She's in a way better spot.
Oh, okay. Without question. Yeah, I think that that goes without saying.
Among the texts here, worst Valentine's gift, in theory, a STD. Not.
Yeah.
Not a good gift.
So I thought about that, and I worried that, like, in general, when I make a chlamydia joke, I feel like it doesn't land the way I want it to, you know?
Well, so that's tied to a text. Ray's listening to CCO, but I find it not a family-friendly station.
Mm.
If I have smaller kids, let's say, I don't feel it's always appropriate. The innuendos are sometimes a little too much, just my opinion.
Listen, fair.
I appreciate opinions. What I always say about this is, for the show that I host, it's an adult show. It just is.
Yeah, and your time slot also, noon to three, like, being totally honest, I do think about that in my time slot. Because you do have more, like, kids. It doesn't, like, stop me, but I think about it. Because I used to be the one driving my kids around listening to CCO, you know what I mean? I will say, if your kids, this texter said, age 3 to 15, if your kids are 8 to 15, they've probably seen and heard way worse.
They have.
And, Innuendo is a pleasant change from, like, popular music, you know?
Right. You know, obviously, I've hosted Afternoon Drive before. I've had chances to do it again. I wouldn't do anything different because we're still appealing to adults. That doesn't mean say adults with kids, this is not for us.
Right.
When we talk about where CCO is different, and by the way, people can pine for it, Boone and Erickson for sure 100% Canon would have adapted and would be doing a show, a modern show. Would Roger and Charlie? I don't know. But most of the successful shows now, and I mean now for the last 25, 30 years in Minnesota and across the country, are adult-driven shows if they're meant for adults.
Just saying the texter, it's fair to feel that way. I get it.
Yes.
I don't try to, I don't really limit. I say what I want to say, but it is something I think about. It's crossed my mind before.
Yeah. And I understand. And by the way, you're completely allowed to disagree with me.
Yeah, for sure.
Or you're completely allowed to prefer something else.
I like innuendo though. It's funny. It's a little pervy. It walks up to the line but doesn't take you over the line. It's perfect.
Yeah. And I think we have to put in perspective how much innuendo is really on the show. But I get people.
Not enough. Let's amp it up. How about the next segment? Let's just see how close we can get to the edge.
Well, apparently, I mean, for you, it's just Mr. Rogers, 3 to 6. I mean, putting the sweater on.
You know, I'm just honoring people's feelings. I'm honoring their emotions. That's what I do.
Among,
do we have to do that anymore? I don't think so.
Well, then you do. If you don't, you're toxic. It's
can't win.
Well, let's pause on this because we're getting a number of interesting
these are very good
responses.
The worst Valentine's Day, because I have not gotten Alyssa a present yet.
Yeah.
As always, my presence is her present.
Of course it is. She's lucky every day being married.
I'm going to play this segment back to her and say, like, do you know how lucky you are? Listen to these two.
I started drinking earlier in the day, though, so don't count any of this. So, worst Valentine's gift of all time, and tell me the quirkiest location where you met someone and it turned out a date happened or maybe even a marriage happened. 651-461-9226.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you. From daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not-so-secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
We have multiple topics going here. Oddest place you met somebody and a date occurred out of that, as Susie would say, encounter, or worst Valentine's Day present, or innuendos on CCO. Here's one talking about our great friend Susie. Last year on Valentine's Day, Susie was on. She talked about having sex with her boyfriend in her parents' bed. No. That was way too much. She should have been embarrassed. Jeez, 100% disagree. Part of the beauty of Susie is she is an excellent reporter. Probably her strength. She's fearless in going out reporting. She's good as an anchor. And then she's fun. She's funny. Sex is a topic we discuss on this show. And there can be people who aren't comfortable with it, but I go back to the adult part.
I'm very comfortable with it, actually. Thanks
for the conversation.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. Sex and in your parents' bed, that is one of the real challenges of adulthood, isn't it?
Yeah. Like percentage of people, Jason, who went back home at some point in their life and had sex in their parents' bed. It's got to be very low.
No, very low. But it's just like there's a lot that, like, for me, that's a no.
That's I'm a no.
I'm a no on that. Now, my sister's childhood bed. Oh yeah, like that's where I sleep when I go to visit my parents. So sorry.
Yeah.
Do I like? Do I
think we need a?
Do I like it? Oh, do I prefer that? No, no, it's not ideal. But you know, heart wants what the heart wants.
My husband and I met when I was working at the Calhoun Beach Club in 1989. We both just graduated college, had just moved to the Twin Cities from Omaha. We've been married for 33 years and live in Iowa.
That's pretty cool.
Boom!
That is pretty cool.
I first met my husband in the lingerie department at JCPenney.
Yeah.
I knew his older brother brought him in there to meet me. We've been married for 32 years.
Wow. Wow.
Great.
Lingerie department. What was he doing there?
I think he was going there to meet her.
Oh, just went to meet like the fetching lass working in the lingerie department. I dated a girl who worked at a lingerie department. Sue. Oh, Sue.
Oh, yeah,
she did. Yeah.
Okay. You want to share more than that?
Nope.
That's it. Guess what? Go ahead, Dave, on line one. We knew you were going there. Sue is now here. Worst present. Vacuum cleaner. Weirdest place I've gotten a date.
Bad.
Dental hygienist asked me twice now about my marital status. I asked her to write the number on the back of the card showing my next appointment. Not a long-term relationship, but it's making winter go a lot faster. Yes.
Wow, nice.
Why not?
That's amazing. I mean, to get picked up while someone is scraping the tartar off of your incisors is amazing. Like, that's amazing. And you can't respond. It's like,
no.
Hey, are you in a relationship?
Well, I was okay with it until the sucking.
That was too much. That was the tool. This is radio theater here.
I don't like the tool. Get that tool out of my mouth.
The suction thing.
There you go, Dave. There you go.
Save that.
There's part of the open.
Yeah.
I met my girlfriend, best friend, potentially fiance, playing the game Grand Theft Auto about 8 years ago. I'm a fifth generation farmer.
Wow.
Why not?
How about that? That's cool. So they were both gaming together.
Yeah.
She was in China. She was in Beijing.
Yeah. Beijing. That's.
How about that?
That's the calling card. Family reunion. Okay, that's trouble. That's trouble. Here's another one that's trouble from a frequent texter. My first wedding.
Yeah, that's. That's very good. That's very good.
That's, I mean, Dave, that's got to be a great story. Hey, how did you and Sally meet? Sally was a friend of my first wife. And, oh, where'd you meet? Oh, at our wedding.
At our wedding.
Dollar dance.
This is. It's a classic.
What's coming up today?
Tale is old as time. Well, there's some Tina Smith talk we're going to do.
Why not?
Dude, I wonder, I want to pick up on something you were talking about. You were trying to name her signature accomplishment.
Yeah,
I want to ask people if they want a boring senator or if they want like a big name like a Tafoya.
Yeah. Fair question. All that's coming up with Jason. Stick around 3 to 6 on the home of the Twins, CCO.
Flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Wow, what's up? I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
Do you know about the true crimes that inspired a Bruce Springsteen album? Or the murders AC/DC was blamed for? How about Taylor Swift's violent stalkers? Or the suspicious deaths of Brittany Murphy and River Phoenix? These stories and more are told in the Disgraceland podcast, hosted by me, Jake Brennan, every Tuesday, where I dive deep into subjects from the dark side of music history and entertainment. So follow and listen to Disgraceland on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.